Actually, I think we said that you're going to get out. You're getting out. The buzz went round. You see, this Warders, prisoners, everybody, you're getting out. Because they had radios, didn't they? They had radios and television, you see. And the buzz went round very quickly. And then we were very quickly taken to this office with this chap there. And he seemed very cowed. He seemed very meek. And I can't remember, well, that was a very important moment for everybody in trade unionism. But the other lads you interviewed might remember. But he seemed very meek to me. And he said that, I know you won't purge your contempt. But then he went on to relate that whys and howfors that we were getting out, which seemed to be a load of rubbish to me at the time. There was no way that we could get out of prison at the present law of the land, being governed by the Industrial Relations Court. And yet here was this little man came along and said that we were out, we were free. That's all I can remember. But I know the words weren't very strong or forceful, very meek and mild. And before we knew it, I don't even remember changing back into my own clothes. Before I knew it, we were at the gates, on the shoulders and away.
And then what happened? You went down to Barking Road for a drink?
I understood.
Did you come home?
Well, what happened was, we went down to, could have been Barking Road in the little trade union place there.
It was Barking Road.
Barking Road, yeah. Very, very pleased to see us there. Made very, very welcome. In fact, some old trade unionists there were in tears. And so what we really wanted to do was go home. I think they would like to have had an evening of it and made a few speeches. But the lads' main thing, I think they wanted to get back with their wives and families, which we all did. And then I came back here and there was people from the association, Wally here and our chairman, friends on the association. They'd given the my wife a food parcel, you know, which we're very pleased for, and made us welcome. Patsy received some flowers, and we had a little sort of drink in here with friends and that. And then I think then, or a day or so later, that's when this sort of thing around me, I don't know if the others felt it, sort of gradually collapsed and went. And then, you know, tried to get back to normality, which took a couple of years.
So what, after in detail, what did you do actually after you'd been released? Did you go back to Piccadilly?
No, what happened there, we all had a chance of making a speech outside Pentonville, which I did. I just wanted to thank everybody. And I realised there were so many people involved in getting us out, the whole country, in fact. And I think I thanked England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, and all the workers. And then, a bit of a blank after that. I think we got back to normality, you know, such as it was. I can't really remember much after that.